Now, a couple of minutes left to talk about John Key speaking out about the media, and there's been lots of commentary lately that he's sort of been grumpy and then he was and all these sorts of things. And then I think in a long-form interview on the radio earlier in the week, he was just direct and said, look, you know, what is it? They're more aggressive. Well, yeah. I mean, frankly, Gavin, oughtn't they be? Isn't that the role of the Fourth Estate when it comes to testing prime ministers and their ministers?
Yeah. I mean, when I was editor of the Herald, I was regularly described by politicians of both hues as the opposition. Well, I thought, gee, that's good, doing the job. Or the Herald is, not me personally, and certainly not alone. But I think this is second term stuff. You know, they're starting to push policies that are more hard-nosed, more ideological, I think, than in the first term. And all governments do it. They seem to think that second term, it's make or break time. All we're seeing really is a reflection of that. And it's not the journalists that are doing it. It's the nature of politics.
2 points. By your second term, lots of things are starting to go wrong. And when things go wrong, or before they go wrong, it is the role, and I sometimes wonder if politicians understand this, it is the role of the media to question you about it. It's not a personal attack, it's their damn job. But the second point is, do you not think that there is a trend in the first term for the media actually to have this shiny new thing feeling its way on building its relationships with people within a new government, which has to happen, particularly for political journalists? A lot of new relationships being formed, a lot of new things to play with.
Works both
by
ways,
second,
doesn't it?
By second term, it's not. It is not as rosy in this.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Well, no, it doesn't. It's just, I think, the nature of the beast. But I do wonder why now, and I think it was tactical. I think that he said it this week in the knowledge that next week is budget time. He could take a bit of a hammering then,
all right,
and he'll be able to say, told you so.
Thank you. Gavin Ellis, media commentator.